Good morning. Let's take a look at the Farm Market Rewind here on KLGR. Corn futures finished higher as the May contract gained 1 cent to 388 and a quarter. July was up a penny at 395 and a half. A new crop December pushed to near short-term highs, gaining a half cent at 406 and a half. It was a relatively quiet trading range as the May contract moved 3 cents from intraday high to low. The strong close was supportive as new crop December corn posted its highest close since August and continuing a trend of positive closes from 9 of the last 10 trading sessions. Though the gains have not been large in magnitude, corn futures have been rebuilding a continued bullish uptrend as prices have incrementally ground to the highest price point since last summer. News is relatively quiet yesterday in the corn market as it continues to focus on South American weather. The market may be positioning for Thursday supply and demand numbers and seeing what adjustments may be made to South American projections. Brazilian weather has been improving on the soybean harvest pace, which may allow timelier planning on the second crop of summer corn. Soybean futures saw mixed trade in the afternoon yesterday as front month contracts dropped 2 cents while deferred stayed supportive. May soybean futures were down 2¾ cents while July lost 2¾ cents to 10.83. New crop November, though, gained 3¼ cents to 10.45 and a half. After a strong rally so far this spring, soybean futures have seen choppy trade as traders are preparing for the supply and demand numbers tomorrow. Yesterday saw some bear spreading as the current old crop, new crop spreads have been extended during the rally, which saw some profit taking in the afternoon. Soy meal values are challenging support levels with the May contract down $5.20 per ton, closing near the bottom of the trading range in yesterday's session. Lately, soybean crush margins have been explosive, providing support to the futures. The most recent trend with softening soy meal prices, weakening old crop supplies, and firmer bean oil, the crush spreads have quickly been moving in the other direction in value. Weather continues to be the focus as Argentina weather patterns are maintaining dry forecasts while Brazil has near-term moisture. Let's take a look at where the markets are right now here in the overnight trade. We see right now that May corn is trading even at 388 and a quarter, while December new crop is down a quarter cent right now at 406 and a quarter. Soybeans for May down 2¾ at 1072 even, while the November new crop is up a half at 1046 even. Soybean meal for May, $1.20 higher at 389.20, while the July soybean meal right now is trading 90 cents higher at 388.60 per ton. Soybean oil for May, 17 cents lower at 32.31. July, 18 cents lower at 32.51. Chicago wheat for May, 2½ cents lower at 504.5. New crop down 1½ at 534¾. Minneapolis wheat for May, a quarter cent lower at 628¾. New crop, 0.75 cents higher at 642½. Kansas wheat for May, 1½ lower at 540 even. New crop, 3½ lower at 569¾. Oats for May trading even at 267¾. The new crop is down 0.75 cents at 265 even. That's been a check of your Market Rewind.